Now I'm joined on the mid-morning show by Ryan Maniot. Ryan, what a year.
It's been an incredible year, isn't it?
Unreal.
It's not really one you'd quite believe. Winning the National and then I've had an amazing season since.
At the same time, a quick year. I can't believe that was a year ago that
I know,
happened.
It's just all of a sudden came upon us. It's been a very quick year, you know. Well, from my point of view, we haven't had any bad weather, so we've been racing non-stop all year and it's just flown by.
And, well, a lot has happened as well. You've become a dad in this year as well.
Yeah, just to add to it, yeah. I think she, what was she, 4 or 5 months pregnant at the National last year, and now he's 7 months old, and it's crazy. Now he's going to be there this year supporting me.
How's that changed your life? A lot?
Oh, a lot, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't see him as much as I'd like to because I'm away a lot with my job. But every time I come home, he's different, and he's absolutely amazing.
Now, obviously, it was almost a year ago. Can you still remember the race, completely, all of it?
Yeah, all of it. Yeah, I remember start to finish. Crossing the line, still a bit of a blur, because that's when I realised that sort of won, and I thought, oh my God, you know, it was like a dream.
Yeah. When in the race did you realise that, oh my God, I'm going to win this?
Or was it actually when
you crossed the line?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I ever thought I'm going to win. I thought coming into turning at the home straight, I thought, right, I'm going to be placed. Can't ask for better than that, really. And then crossing the line, yeah, I didn't believe it was happening. It was like an outer body experience. I was like, this isn't real.
And you've got a good success rate for the National, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, 100%. I'd quite happily never ride it again, to be honest, to keep that 100% strike rate.
Now, obviously, after winning, the support you got from everyone, even just Gala Shields, actually the whole of the Borders as well, everyone was behind you, weren't they?
That was truly crazy. My homecoming was a Tuesday after the National, and the streets were just filled with people, and that was really, that hit home, that it meant so much to everybody. And, you know, through the summer, for, you know, through the local common ridings, I'd be going around visiting other towns, and every person I met, you know, had their own story of how they watched me and how they won money, and yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, there was a lot of money won, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. The bookies were cleaned out.
Exactly. Now, after winning a race like the National, do you get a bit more respect from other jockeys? Or
yeah, you kind of, in a way, there's a pecking order in the weighing room. You know, obviously the older, more successful, down to the least, you know, experienced. Yeah. And I suppose I jumped up a couple of notches, you know, winning that big race like that. And yeah, so you do get a bit more. They do give you a bit more respect, which is great.